say this. I'd like to just take this moment. I shared with Pat W. earlier that somewhere around 1965, I sat in a place very similar to this, and it was the Hotel Americana in New York City, and there were mezzanines around this hall, and there was a gentleman who was named Bill Wilson stood at the podium, something like this, with his hands on his side, on the side of the podium, and he looked around, very similar to the way I'm looking around, and I can really share with you the feelings that he must have felt. I mean, miracle, celebrate a miracle, my God, that's only part of it. It's so beautiful. And Bill looked up and he said, my God, he said, 3,000 drunks in one room. And the place lit up with a roar of applause. I could applaud and cry at the same time because I was overwhelmed to be in the room with other fellow alcoholics who then were celebrating a miracle that I didn't know nothing about, folks, but I'm here to say to you today, it is celebrating a miracle. So without any further from me, I'm going to introduce a friend of mine who I never met. Now, isn't that something? But that's what I've learned in AA. We're all friends. And this fellow here is going to share with you his strength, hope, and his experience. And his name is Jim W.
What do you think? They had a hard time getting the chairman. First two wouldn't do it. And I said, hell, I didn't want to come either. Called my wife a while ago. She's home, which is unusual, and I told her I was in good hands, that Pat's wife Diane had us in complete control, and I hadn't been to the bathroom yet, but I was waiting for her to tell me, and as soon as she did, I was going. Told her I was prepared, but I hadn't gone yet. And we drove over to the restaurant. Was running a little late, and they didn't want me to go home and change clothes, so we slipped over to the restaurant. Then on the way back, we drove, of course, because it's way over across the street. And she says, everybody stops, cars stopped, everything. And she says, don't worry, I'm fine. I've got it under control. I said, oh, yeah. You missed that trip on the way back. 30-second trip. And they took me out yesterday and got me blessed by the chicken. Well, have you been blessed? You're supposed to be blessed on the way in by the chicken. We drove out and got in front. They said it was shrinking, used to be taller. And I said, yeah, that's what happens to them, you know. I'd like to thank the committee for having me, even though they didn't know why. And they told me then, and I couldn't help them. But I love to come here. I've got some dear friends in this, here tonight. Some of my dearest friends that live here didn't show. You can't hear me.
Can't hear you in the middle.
Well, some of those people are laughing for no reason whatsoever. Maybe God's trying to help those folks out. It'd be good just sit back there and laugh and say, what'd you say? I don't know. Couldn't hear. Of course, we're the only kind of people can do that. We're the only kind of people to drive up to a light and it's red. We start beating the dashboard and they say, look over there. And everything was just great a minute before. Well, we're different. We're just different. You know why we don't like this book? Because it solves everything. I'd rather go to somewhere where they talk about it. Hadn't you? Well, that's the reason I like it. I like to go talk about it. I don't like to get rid of it. Took me a long time to get it. Look how long it took you to get this deal. You can't just get into it. It's hard to get it. I had a hard time getting it. I had to have car wrecks, fall down ditches in the rain. I had to do a lot of stuff. Look bad. Make people think I look bad. People look bad at me. I didn't like them too well either. You know, it's hard to get here. A lot of people don't have the courage to find the Lord. You got to get out there to find God. You can't just go out there and go in there and get hands laid on you and baptized and say, there it is, I've got the Holy Spirit. You got to get the Spirit first before you can get it holy. It was good to see old CD last night, and y'all missed the show. Y'all, see, I know what it was. They waited 30 minutes to have the show last night, and you know how we are. Well, I've got to go. Have no place to go, but we have got to go. The drunk they had last night's already recovered. I saw him today. He brought me the water. And then I was glad to hear that Alateen. We've got... Our group in Fort Worth got the best Alateen group in Fort Worth, of course. Our other group was already best, but they knew that because I helped start it. But it was a surprise we had the good Alateen group also, because they didn't let me start it. And then Mary Pearl and I, she thinks a lot like I do. I'm just so grateful that she married J.D. I pray for him a lot. Well, you when you're married to somebody weak like she is, it's amazing that here you and I go through all that crap we go through to get where we get to, which is in the commode with the lid closed, waiting for him to flush it. And then we finally get here, and then we just don't know. When you walk into a place and without a shadow of a doubt, the gal says, or the guy says, I've got your answer. You have done your deal, and now you're here. This is it. Hell, this is it. You know, it's not like, you know, it's like, just go out there and tell somebody, say, guess what happened to me? I finally got properly prepared, and I came in this place, and they told me that if I'd come in here and do what they told me not to do and to do on a daily basis, that I could become everything I wanted to be, and I could have everything I wanted. And they'd say, my God, God, that must be wonderful. And you say, well, I'm not too sure we'll do that yet or not. Thing that's wrong with the damn deal here is they tell you just the way it is, and you and I never did know how it was. It never was the way we knew it was. And when you're living a life that you don't know how it is, and the way you know it is isn't the way it is, how in the hell are you ever going to work it out? Well, of course you can't. But you don't know that. And they can't explain that to you. So how in the hell are you going to get it? And how are you going to do what they tell you to do and not do if you don't know what's going to happen if you don't do and do that? Well, the reason they can't tell you that is because they don't know. But they want you to be able to go and be willing to go any length to get what they don't know that they've got. And we're the only kind of idiots that would go for a deal like that. But we did. Isn't that amazing? The people that knew they knew and had to find out they didn't know went for a deal that nobody knew what it was. And we fell for it. Of course, we were in a position not to fall for anything else because there wasn't anything else available, you know. But I don't like to admit that. They tell us right up front, right on that page, some of us ain't gonna make it. Some of us just not gonna do it. We're just not going to make it. And the way I'm not gonna make it is I can't become honest with myself. Do you believe that? No, you don't believe that. Because you don't know that you're not honest with yourself. You think you are, don't you? You know damn well you wouldn't be dishonest with yourself, would you? Well, see, you can't be dishonest with yourself, even though you are, but you couldn't do it. You just happen to be that way. See, anything that I need to do, I can't do it. Anything I need to change, I can't change. Anything I need to do, anything that needs to happen to me, I can't do it. So you got to find out. You don't even know what it is. The whole thing's really a trick. Because you're going into a deal that you don't know anything about. And you're going into a deal that they don't know anything about. And they want you to do some stuff, not do some stuff, not knowing what's going to happen. Because see, the thing that's going to happen is a mystery, and the mystery is nobody knows. Took a while to get here, didn't it? Did you get drunk a couple times? Maybe three before you noticed it wasn't working too well? Did you get into a little trouble? I like the trouble we get into because the trouble we get into is a lot more trouble than it really was. But the way I thought it was a lot worse than it was, which helps us to get here. Because if it wasn't any worse than it was, the way we are, we could have kept doing it. But unfortunately, our damn mind tricked us and made us think it's worse. Don't you love your mind? I love my mind. When it finally catches me doing something, then get that son of a bitch. And a lot of people won't do that. A lot of people won't try to get them doing something wrong so they can get them. You know who that is? It's me getting me. But I like it, don't you? Yeah, it keeps it interesting. I was thinking about poor Mary Pearl. She had to make something happen. Hell, all I have to do is think a little. Doesn't have to happen for me. Hell, I can let it happen. I'm just driving down the road. Well, it took me a while to get the first half, the first step. It took several years for me to get. I had to go through a lot of things. Isn't it wonderful that I went through all those things to properly prepare myself to get here? You didn't know you was doing that, did you? That's all you was doing. You thought you were supposed to be out there having children and getting educated and being self-sufficient and all that crap. That was just keeping you tied up. That wasn't what you was doing at all. You was getting prepared to get in here. That's all you was doing. See, you didn't even know what you was doing then, let alone what you're doing now. And what I liked about it is we were thorough. I haven't met anybody here yet that didn't get here, that got here early. You noticed anybody? Well, it took me a while to do the first half. And see, hell, you're just here. You don't know where you are because they can't tell you what the deal is. So you don't know where you are, and they're fooling you because you have no idea where you are. So then they trick you into saying, you know that you've got to get a new manager, that you've got to get someone to manage your life. You don't catch on that they're talking about somebody taking your life over and managing it, and that you're going to be eliminated. But it's a trick. You just think, yeah, you don't know where you are anyway. And you don't know who in the hell they are. And you don't know what in the hell they're doing. And they don't ever look or act the same one day to the next. So you say, I must be in the right place. I always like it when some of these new phrases they got going around here, you know, that's coming out of the treatment center saying, I had to get in touch with my feelings. God, I had to drink a ton to get out of touch with my feelings. I don't know about you, but when I sobered up, I felt stuff you couldn't even feel. I felt it. So you say, yeah, I'm going to get a new manager. That sounds fine to me. Well, you don't know anything about what they're saying at all. And they couldn't explain it to you if they knew. But you know later on they didn't know. Then you have to pray for them. And of course, see, I don't know that I'm different than other people. There's no reason for me to think that I'm different from anybody else. I just drank some. And what was wrong with that? And I don't know that drinking, see, they talk about drinking when you first get here, and then they don't talk about it. Because that wasn't what it was. Well, how are they going to tell you, don't drink anymore because it's screwing you up, but that's not what it is. Think you can understand that? Only a symptom. What's a symptom? I don't know. Well, that's what you've got. Well, you're going to get up in the morning and not have any more symptoms? Think I'll quit having those if that's a problem. So what they've got to do, they've really tricked you into this whole thing. It's a trick. The whole damn thing's a trick. If you've been here a while, you've been here too long. Because they've got you tricked into something you don't know what you're in, and it's too late to go back out there. So you're through. But if you're not here, you're okay. But if you're here, it's too late. It's too late to leave, baby. She's going to try it anyway. I didn't know that when I walked through that door that I'm admitting that I've got something wrong with me. And if I admit I've got something wrong with me here, I'm willing to do whatever they tell me to do. And whatever they tell me about me is true. And they're telling me in that second step that I'm insane. And you know, they don't even word it right. They say, are you willing for God to return you to sanity? Well, that means you're insane if you admit that. I didn't know that's what I admitted. I just admitted God was going to do something. I'm willing for him to do it. I didn't really mean I was crazy, for God's sakes. But you've admitted it. Do you notice where some of the people you're sitting come from? You're sitting by right now? Some of them come from the state mental hospital. And you think you're not different, right? They've cleaned it up a little. They got treatment centers since the insurance paid. Otherwise, we're going to state hospital, folks. See, we're not even good insane people. We just give them a, we have the symptom of being insane. People who are insane don't have to get out. They won't keep us. some of these treatment centers are using certain hospital floors, since some hospitals are not, business is bad. I call on hospital, business is getting bad. We need everything we can get. And we're good subjects. We're the best. We'll go for anything, you know. Not going to do anything about it, but hell, we'll go for it. We're not going to believe it, but we'll play it, whatever game they want. I love to play a psychiatrist, don't you? They're not going to find it, but I love to watch them try to catch it. They'll think, oh, got him. No, I know now. Next day, lost him. This place that we've got about 30 miles away from Fort Worth, finally they decided we want them, but God, it's bad to have them in here where the patients are. Because see, every afternoon, 2:30, we have to have our ice cream cone. And then when they're out of chocolate syrup, we just raise hell during the hospital. They say, well, we've only run out of chocolate syrup one day. Well, by God, that's one day too many. They wanted our business so bad that they built another little hospital right next door to it to get us out of there. And they call it treatment now, which that's fine with me. I just soon have, they do that on Halloween too, old trick or treat, whatever. And we do well there. Hell, we do fine. We can play any kind of game they want to play. I like the one where you get the tennis racket and beat the pillow. I asked that guy, I said, what do you do with that? He said, that's getting rid of your anger. And I said, anger at who? And he said, well, if you're angry at somebody. I said, well, use that tennis racket on that son of a bitch. I wouldn't use it on that pillow. Are you leaving? Oh, Tony. I'll wait and read this afterwards, and then their car won't start, and they can lose their serenity. There's a Dodge Reliant FAR 498, Jones County. You're out of county. Your lights are on, so everybody noticed your car. Bye. She saw Diane driving, turned her lights on, what she did. Well, I already know that, you know, you notice those hospitals they put us in has got locks on doors. The other hospitals, they go back and forth, but the hospitals that we go to, where my good friends go, you just don't walk in and out, which I think is nice to be special. And the other trick they've got, they want us to, now this really gets us. Would you like to turn your life and your will over to the Lord? Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to do that. Hell, I've been baptized, rededicated 10 times. I'm ready. Went up there in the world and tried to get the Holy Spirit. Didn't, but hell, I had a hell of a time. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. See, they don't know what they did to you. You don't know what they did when they said that to you. You know that you're going to be willing to do that. Any good person would want to do that. Any person that's like me that's not good wants to do it, right? Because I was raised in that old Baptist church, and I know those good ones, and then I knew me. They've tricked me again. They've got a little prayer in there. Are you willing to get out on your knees with me, your sponsor, and say this little prayer with me? Oh, yeah. You better read that damn prayer. Hell, I didn't even know they had one. It was in the book, you know, and we're not supposed to look at the book. My sponsor didn't want me to really look at it for a while. He says, don't read it, it'll get you too confused. Then when he started reading, he let me just read part of it at a time. And what they've got in there, can you imagine this? God take me and do with me as you see fit. You know what they did with you? They eliminated you. I told him, I said, hell, you've eliminated me. He said, wouldn't that be wonderful? I said, what do you mean? He said, if we could eliminate you right now, you'd have everything you've ever looked for all your life. You'd have everything you ever wanted and everything. I said, damn, why don't we do that? He said, well, you can't. I said, well, how do you do the third step then? He said, here's the way we do it. We get up in the morning, pray, and take it down there, hit that wall, crash, come back here and regroup, run down there and hit that wall, crash, come back up here, regroup, take off down there, by God, hit that wall, crash, crawl back up here. And say, I think I'll give that up. He said, some people may be able to just turn their life over, but you can't. That's the way you'll have to do it. Hear people talking to it. Don't you hear a lot about the fourth step? You know why we hear a lot about the fourth? Don't you love the fourth step? Talk about. Do you ever talk about the fifth? Hell, you didn't even know that five, did you? You get to four and say, oh, that's what I've been looking for. It's the bad one. We had to talk about everything I did, right? Over and over and over and over and over again. Can't do it anymore, so you talk about it. Isn't that wonderful? Give us something to do. I said, you get having trouble? Yes. Constipated. Really? Yeah. Do a four-step on that? See, a laxity would just be the solution. We don't want that. Put that off as long as you can. Take the laxity last when you've had all the pain you can handle. And they eliminate everything. They tell you exactly what's wrong with you. Damn. And I've been trying to tell them all the things that's wrong with me. They can go pick out all these things that's wrong with me, and none of them are right. They use it in treatment centers all the time. Just do it all the time. Tell you all the things that you're angry. Really? I had never noticed that. I hate a little. Just totally hate them, is all. And I past murder, I'm okay. Certainly I'm angry and mad. Certainly I got screwed up sex-wise. Certainly I did all that. Certainly I didn't have any patience. Certainly I was everything. Certainly I was jealous. Certainly I was everything. But that was not what was wrong with me. Don't tell them. Let them keep doing what they're doing. Hell, they ain't gonna catch it anyway. Only thing that was wrong with you and me, that is wrong with you and me, that was wrong with you and me, is one line of the big book of where the whole damn answer is for you and I, is that you and I became a person who was totally selfish, self-centered individual. And damn, that's all. Isn't that a disappointment? That's all. Nothing else. And when you're like that, all those other things show up. And you live like you and I tried to live, which is impossible to live that way. Codependency. Don't you love that one? God, I wish I'd have thought of that. God! Damn! I'll guarantee you one thing. I think I'd have quit you. I think I'd have got me some hotels, hospitals. I always get those mixed up. I've gotten therapy from all three places. Can you imagine that? God, We had a guy, Chuck Chamberlain, used to be from California, one of the finest AA's people I've ever known. Years, but the last 5 years he was on the subject of surrender. But the 4 years before that, he came through and talked a lot, and he was talking about what controls you. Codependency. Damn, if I'd have thought of that then, think of what I'd have been. God, I'd have had it. I'd have just had it, damn it. I'm still thinking about having a drive-in deal. You know, like if you're codependent on sex, just drive through, we'll fix you on the way home. What's wrong with that? Kind of like a fast food deal. I know I'm too late. Well, you better be codependent, because you're going to have to be to get this deal. They don't know that, so don't tell them. They wouldn't understand it anyway. I talked to one guy, and he says, God, our hospital is doing bad until we got that deal on. Said, we got a gal in here that's an expert on codependency. We're making more money out of the son of bitches now than we ever did. I said, God, that's me. Isn't that amazing? Now, I know they got to do what they got to do, but it's just amazing how they do what they got to do. And then if we can get them, well, we can straighten them out, and they'll be okay. They can get to AA. Don't make it easy how you get there, just get here. And treatment's got some good stuff, too. They just think they can do the thing you can't do. There's some things we can't do with us. Won't work. Why? I don't know. Hell, why didn't the Baptist church work? Hell, I saw a lot of people with the Baptist church, came Baptist and worked out okay. I became Baptist and ended up drunk. I did everything they did. Jesus didn't love me like he loved them. I don't guess. Maybe he loved me more. But something, see, we're different. You schizophrenic? Hope to tell you. I think it's fantastic, don't you? We can just do it anytime we want to. Are you a manic depressant? Wouldn't be any other kind, would you? Guy said, well, everybody's a little depressed. Not me. I've never been a little depressed in my life. I'm either totally depressed or I don't mess with it. They said, you paranoid? Love it. I like to know what you are, especially when I don't know. I can have you doing it, being anyway. I can just, 6 months later I found out you're not that way. What difference does it make? I enjoyed it for a while. The only thing wrong with you and I is we're not good at it. See, you and I have the symptom of being a manic depressant. Some of us will even go to the extreme to commit suicide, just to prove a point. A lot of people won't do that, for God's sakes. I would. I'm just kind of chicken out every once in a while. See, I have the symptom in every way of a manic depression. Schizophrenia. Paranoia. I've got it. And I've got it as well as they've got it, except I don't have it like they've got it, because, hell, I'm different. They are psychotic manic depressants, and I can't get that psychotic part. If I could get it, then they could help me. But I can't get it. But it appears that that's the way I am. It appears that that's what I've got. And they treat me for that, and it won't work. Because I'm not the kind of manic depressant that you're supposed to be treated like they treat you. Which is very disappointing, because I'd like to go there. And I'd love some of that raise you up and let you down at the same time. Because I like it that way, don't you? Like, I know how to live in a place. Boop, bump. Went in and got up that morning and said, how's things? Oh, good. Just prayed the Lord. Everything's looking good. Go right in there to the bathroom, come back out, and they say, what in the hell happened to him? Said everything was fine. He went in the bathroom, came out, what the hell? They said, well, he went in there and thought a minute. My sponsor made me go to a step meeting every week. I still do that. I don't know where I do it now because I want to, or just because I like to, or because I just do it. But I do it, and I do like it. And ours was on Friday night, and everybody's talking about the four step. We just talk. We like to talk about the four step. For those of us who don't want to move forward in this program and in life, like, just keep doing four steps, and you'll never have to get too far. But you can enjoy it, and you can stay miserable longer, which is we know how to do. And you can live a nice, more respectable, miserable life, which is some of our favorite places. How do you become miserable? Wait a minute. It's off. What has to happen? Nothing. A lot of people can't do that. You and I have to work at not doing it. One night they said, the only thing you do about a four-step is just write down everything that's ever happened to you, everything you ever did, everything anybody ever did to you. Just write down. And that's all you have to do. Since you can remember. I thought, hell, I think I'll go home and do that tonight. That's all there is to it. So they all were going to go out to ice cream, and I said, I'm skipping it. What's the matter? I'm going to go home and get that over with. I went home, but I was living with old what's-her-name number one. Y'all will not clap for my long marriages today. But I started late, or I'd have had five. So I went home, got in the bedroom, locked the door so what's-her-name number one couldn't get in there. Got my legal pad. You have to have a legal pad. Doesn't say that in the book, but I know you do because everybody has to have one with the lines on it. And get two pens just in case one of them runs out. Doesn't write good. Couldn't write nothing. Went to the meeting next night, and I said, well, damn. And they just started laughing. I said, you couldn't do it, could you? I said, no, couldn't do it. They said, well, we knew you couldn't. I said, damn it, why didn't you tell me? Now I could have gone to ice cream with you. Well, you need to know that you don't know. I says, why is that? He said, we don't know. So I went down to intergroup because my sponsor evidently did not know how to do the four step. So I went down to intergroup and I said, my sponsor does not know how to do the four step. He said, well, I've got the guide right here. Hell, there it was. Guide to big black letters. Guide to the four step. Whole damn little old pappy on it. I said, I've got it now, brother. So I went back, we had a little two-room clubhouse, and I went out, got my coffee, and went over to the other room, and I'm over there reading it, and about that time, here he comes in, one of the kings says, he's over there reading something. Here he comes, and he comes over there. Damn. What are you reading? It's none of their damn business what you're reading. He said, well, let me see that. I said, I am going to do it right. I have got the guide to the four step. I'll bet you didn't even know they had one, for God's sake. He said, let me see that. He just picked up, started reading it, tore it up, threw it in the wastebasket. Damn. He said, I'm going to tell you one more time how to do the four steps. Write down everything that you can remember that's ever happened to you, that you've done or anybody's done to you or you've done to them. I said, since when? Well, since I was two. He says, can you remember back to when you was two? Well, I already knew he didn't know how to do it, so I went back down in a group. And she says, I know him. Just give him the short form. So I got that little card, and where it says love, hate, and all that stuff, I just marked out all the bad ones. Then he comes in right in front of those kings. I said, here's my fifth step. Right here it is. There's my fourth, and that's the short form that you probably didn't even know was available. He said, where'd you get that? I said, I got down in a group. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Don't you ever go to in a group ever again unless I take you. No, they've got some bad things in there. Remember on that page over there where they tell us that resentment, anger is our biggest deal? They're not going to tell you any of this stuff that they're pointing out to you that's wrong with you. That's not going to change. They're not going to give us anything that's going to happen to us or cause us to be the way we are without it being able to be removed. We're going to be able to have all the things removed that causes us to be cut off from this manager that we've got to have. Nothing is going to be revealed to us that's not going to be able to be changed. So I need to know that they're telling me that resentment is my biggest trouble, that I'm going to live a life without it, because that's what I've got to do. And they take up a few other little things. Did you notice that little thing that they've got the page there? Where you may have to go look this up. It's in the book. Where it's kind of like the eighth grade. Where, you know how they used to have cards like cat, car, and cow stuff? They've got a little page in there for us. You know, about our age, you know. And they got a little bracket down there, and they said, so-and-so told his wife about her. And I thought immediately, somebody ought to get that son of a bitch that told that. And see, that wasn't it at all. And then they say right out by the side of that, that's not it. The side of that is that he has lost his self-esteem. Did you know he had any? Do you know what it is? Do you know he lost it? You know when you crossed over the line, lost your self-esteem? No. Didn't know you had it, did you? You know what it is? No. Stay here long enough. Oh, you got your self-esteem back. You know when you got it? No. You know where you got it? No. How are you going to get it? Get up in the morning and say, I think I'll have a quart. And that's not it either. Hell, they tell you stuff and everything it is isn't. That wasn't what it is. So you lost your self-esteem. Who gives a damn? If you didn't know you lost it, what difference does it make? And you don't know how to get it, so what are you going to do? Go nuts trying to find it? Trying to look for something you didn't know you had? How you know you lost it? You didn't know you had it. And so that's not what's wrong with either. So you move over to the next slot, and it says, only thing wrong with you, boy, you're scared to death. Fear. Little old word, fear. You leaving? Johnny Harris is leaving when the golf tournament starts. And he's going to call us back and tell us how they're doing. Then we'll listen to him tonight. And you'll love it too. I wonder where we were. Oh, we're having self-esteem. At least when I saw Johnny, I thought about golf. That's different than what I usually think about. So I am improving. Fear. And you know what that fear is today? I had no idea, nor do I know much about it today. But I'm going to tell you something. That baby is what getting there. And it doesn't come. For the one we know so well is the one that shoots us into total fright. But that other one, the one that doesn't have that fear feeling, but the one that's got that block on there, that's the one that keeps us from making those moves up to where we could be. And that's the reason it's so hard for us to get up that ladder. Nothing wrong with that. But the hard for us to get up that ladder, and the time it takes for us to get that ladder, and what we've got to become to be to get up that ladder, because of that underlying fear that we don't even recognize it as fear. And that's what keeps us from getting up there a little faster. Which is fine. We're going. We're going to get there. So I wasn't even doing any good about my fourth step. And you notice the deal there about sex? God. Resentments is the worst thing we got, right? They spend a page and a half on sex. They only spend a little bit on resentments. They got a line in there that says, most of us need an overhauling there. Really? I thought there was one area I was doing pretty good. And then they go in there, some little old things like, some people think you ought to do it all the time. See, I'm now beginning to identify. Then there's some don't think you ought to do it at all. Don't know any of those. None of those have ever talked to me since I've been here. I don't know who they are. That's got to be sick, folks. Well, that is. And then they say things like, from now on, we want to make sure that our sex life is not selfish. Wouldn't want to harm anyone, would you? I do think there is times, though, there that everybody's on their own, but... You can tell I'm Baptist. Can you imagine us some night when girls say, Jim, is there any place we could go where I could just talk to you, where we could be by ourselves, where nobody will interrupt us? Yeah, I know a place. You go over and sign Pat's name. And you go in, well, you take your clothes off so you can be comfortable. There's not one chair in there anyway, you know. Then you get on the bed so you can relax. And then call your sponsor the next morning and say, I don't know how that happened. I was never going with a married woman. Because I knew that's bad stuff, boy. That's almost sin. Not quite, but close. And I was talking one time to another person about that guy going with that woman, and she's married, for God's sakes. Next week, I hooked it up with this married woman, but my deal was different. We were honestly, truly in love. And I assumed her husband slept out in the garage. And we got totally in love. And then I'm sitting home one night with a little fifth of sour mash bourbon, just relaxing. And about 10:30, I thought I'd call her up. There's some things I wanted to discuss. I'd been having a few meetings. I like to call six or seven of me together at a time so we can have a group meeting. I was used to meetings before I got here. Just
Y'all have more people than I had. But I never needed a lock. And she hung up. Well, I called her back, and she hung up again, and damn. Then I called her back, and the phone was off the hook. So I thought about it a while and discussed it. And it got to be around 2:30 in the morning, and I thought, you know, she's got two children. I ought to go over there and tell her that that phone is off the hook. Somebody might try to call that needed help or something, or she might need to call the doctor. So I better be a good Samaritan and go over there and tell her that the phone is off the hook. So I had just enough in there to fill a Coke bottle. I left about that much Coke. You know, Coke gives you acid. So you don't ever want to drink too much Coke. Just and I poured the rest of it in that Coke bottle and drove over there. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I drove up in this neighborhood, and there was nobody up but me. But I said, and I stood out beside the car, and I finished that Coke, and I said, how in the hell am I going to tell her that that phone is off the hook? Then I thought, she had a picture window there with a vase of light lamp right behind it. So I thought, if I dropped that Coke bottle through that window, then she'll know that the phone is off the hook. So I dropped that Coke bottle through that window, and I had no idea that they went crack all over the damn neighborhood. Lights started going on. I thought, I think I'll leave. My sponsor said, it looks like that you do not are ever going to be able to do your 4-step. So what I want you to do is add this to your prayer of a morning. Don't add any more. Just add a little bit that you're going to be willing to do the 4-step. Don't say any more. Just that's all. So I started doing that one night after meeting, after about a month. I went home and got in the room and locked the door. Just started writing. And I wrote all this stuff. Now, I'm glad I wrote it that way. Some people are smart enough and they're more intellectual. They can figure out which one's resentment and which one's hate and which one was one and wasn't. I hated my principal who failed me in high school for no reason 2 years after he's dead. And then I thought, I'm going to look in the book and see what the book says about what I'm supposed to do after I write the 4-step. So I looked in that book, and it said, some of us may want to go to a professional person. Or maybe we are a member of some religion. We might want to go to a minister or a priest. They didn't exactly say that, but it's the same principle. I thought, yeah, I think I'll go to a Catholic priest. I'm Baptist. So we had one that came to Ideal all the time. He liked 3 weeks being a Catholic priest, old John Bradshaw. That was before he changed. So I hadn't seen him in a while, and I kept waiting for him to come. I went to 4 different meetings. I went over to a meeting I thought he went to, and he wasn't there. I had no idea that Catholic priests hang around at the Catholic churches. And you couldn't ask, so hell, you know, they tell everything here. Well, we don't gossip, we're just concerned. So I started asking a few people around, what did you do when you did your 4-step? And one of the gals told my sponsor, says, I think he's written his 4-step. He's asking funny questions. So my sponsor came to me, and I walked in the club, and he said, I want to talk to you a minute. Have you written your 4-step? I said, yeah. He said, well, where is it? I said, out there in the trunk of the car underneath the carpet. Well, you don't want anybody to get it, for God's sakes. So Besides, they may want to use it as a model. Pretty good, you know. He said, go get it. I said, what for? We're going to do the fifth step right now. I said, where? Right over there in that other room. I said, there's people around here. So I went out there and got it, came over and started doing it all. And I cried a little. Then I got about over halfway through it, and I thought, hell, I've told him half of it. And then some of the stuff that I hadn't even written down came out. And then we got through it. I got maybe a little relief. I don't know whether I did or not. And he didn't do a damn thing. Didn't seem to affect him at all. Then I didn't know what all that was that did, and probably never will. But remember, all this is part of the things that I need to do. See, what I'm really doing is not what I'm really doing. See, the stuff that I'm doing, they just get me doing that stuff so they'll make me think I'm doing something. Because what that's doing is not what's happening. See, what's going on is totally different than what I'm doing. Because I can never go do anything for this to happen. I've got to go do this, then whatever happens will be unknown whatever happens. So they've got it to trick me to where I'm in a deal now that I can't ever go do something to make this happen. Which I don't think's a fair deal. And then they tell you, well, everything's not fair. Well, why isn't it? Ought to be for you and I, but it's not. But what did I do? Who's the step that I ought to be talking about the most? The step I should have been talking about the most besides the first step is that fifth step. And you know, I was so glad I wrote out that whole thing about my life. Because in that fifth step it said, now that you have told another human being your life story. Isn't that amazing? And I told that other human being my life story. And what's going to happen to me now? I'm going to begin a new freedom I've never known. Now, how could they tell me that? They couldn't tell me that. I don't know that freedom till you know it. How are you going to know what you'd say? You're going to get free, really? Yeah. And then when I get free, you say, oh, yeah, now I know. But until you do, you don't. But you don't know what that is till it happens. Then when it happens, you tell them. They say, yeah, that's right. They act like they knew it all the time. They don't know any more about what's going to happen, you do. But then when you know what happens to you, then you can tell them, and they say, yeah, told you. But they didn't know. Don't kid yourself. They don't know. The only thing they know is what's happened to them when they did that. They don't know it'll happen to you. And it won't like it does because you're different than they are. So it'll never be the same. But it is. Which I think's interesting. I like our life, don't you? It's interesting. It's different. It gives us plenty to do. Even though it has nothing to do with anything. But that's the one that begins to... Who proved it to us? We had the greatest guy prove this to us. Excuse me. Prove it to us. And he's the guy that used to make fun of us. He proved it to us without a shadow of a doubt that we're in it. I don't know whether they're in it or not. Hell, I know one thing. You and I are in it. And he helped me. My second wife was into a lot of that stuff. And I'm not saying anything wrong with that. It's good for her. That's the reason we're not together. And just wasn't for me. Old Jimmy Swaggart proved it to us. Now there's a guy, hell, if I'd have known that he was having that trouble, we could have taken my car. They wouldn't have thought anything about it if my car had been down there. And I could have encouraged him and said, hell, go ahead and do it, Jimmy. Hell, hell, God will forgive you. Bless his heart, didn't even get to do it. Pretty bad when you get caught and didn't get to do it, for God's sake. But there's a guy that had all the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God was working through him and healing people, bringing people into the Lord and all that kind of stuff. Knew all the Bible, all interpretations was being, God revealed it to him and everything. He left out one thing, the thing he preaches. Repent, sister. He didn't do it. He didn't tell anybody. And he told God himself and no one else. And you can't do it. Poor guy had that all of his life. I saw him before he became famous. Oh, what's the name, number two? And took me another guy that also was in that kind of religion. We went over there and I watched him and I saw him looking at those gals. And I said, hell, he looks at those gals like I do. Hell, he had it then and could not get rid of it. Could not shake it. I don't know whether he shook it now or not. But he sure as hell helped me and you. Because, see, we do that. We admit everything to God, myself, and another understanding human being. And that's what God says you have to do. Exactly. See, they didn't have to do it. You and I do. We have to do what we do. That's the reason we can't get our own churches. See, they won't do what we do because they don't have to. You and I have, if we get it, we have to do it. If you don't do this deal, you ain't gonna get it. You can sit here forever and not get it. You can go and do everything else, but if you don't do what it says not to do and do in your own personal life, you ain't gonna get it. There's no, I hate to use this word, I know it sounds bad, half-assed measures will not do us any good. But it's phrases we understand. Baptists don't use it a lot, but then I always wonder how we are. Okay, good. Y'all okay? When you need to go to the bathroom, just raise your hand, we'll go. This always gets me in the book. Now that we want to make sure we're thorough on the first five steps, right? Hell, I don't do anything unless it's thorough. Some people get it quicker than others. And some people only need so much. And then some people back out. I think that first one backed out. Then it says, now that we've completed those, I don't even go to ice cream unless I'm thorough. I used to go to a place where we had a little thing you ordered, called it a black and white, where you put marshmallow on the chocolate and chocolate on the vanilla, which would make something like we like. You know, we don't like anything that looks like anything else. And the only thing about it is they'd put the hot fudge on the ice cream. And I had to explain to them, damn it, don't put the hot fudge on the ice cream. The damn stuff gets hard and gummy. Put the hot fudge on the side so I can pour it on there when I need it. I had to explain it to them every damn time. See, we can't even go to ice cream without being thorough and different. Then they say, before we start to do this other deal, we need to be. Think about it a little bit. Isn't that wonderful? You and I think about anything. They tell you, don't think about it. Now they tell you to think about it. They think you're thinking better than you're thinking. But, of course, you and I know we were not. But we think we are. And we think, oh, yeah, that's good. I'd like to think about that. Well, the reason they're going to let you think about it, because you have no idea what it's going to take and what's going to happen to get it to do. And they know you don't know. And they know that the one that's happened to can't explain it to you, because even if they did, you still couldn't understand it. Because, see, you can't explain it, you can't teach it, you can't learn it, and you can't memorize it. Now, isn't that a hell of a damn place to be in? So, I thought about it. And now, these next two steps, 6 and 7, it's only half page. Believe me, they didn't want you to notice it at all. They thought, boy, we better slip this in there where they can't even catch it. They'll think, hell, there's nothing in there. Hell, there's not. This is where you're going to begin to become different. See, they've just really tricked us into kind of thinking things are pretty good. Things are going to be all right. Hell, is that all it did? Get through that damn fourth step, do that fifth. And see, what was so good about the fourth step is everything I wrote about had nothing to do with what was wrong with me. That's what I put it off so long for, see? Isn't that amazing? They said, oh, that was just garbage. I was serious, damn it. Because that's just what you do when you're a guy like me. When you're a guy like you and I, that's just the way we are. They said, oh, it's just the way you are. That's the reason you did that. I still won't do it. Well, of course, you're still that way. How come I'm not different? I've done my fourth and fifth step. Well, you just got a little freedom. You're not indifferent. You're the same son of a bitch you were when you got here. Said, my God, I've been here almost 2 years. And they said, that's right. What kind of an answer is that? Then they tell you some are sicker than others. And look at me. How am I going to become different than the way I am if I'm the way I am and nobody can make me different? And I can't, and they can't, then how's it going to happen? Well, they've got a way for me to not do and do some things to where it's going to happen. Well, it seems as though I had a little bit of a sex problem, not a lot. You know, I seldom thought about it when I was sleeping, once in a while. How was I going to know that? Were they going to tell me I had it? Were they going to tell me that's what it was? If they told me, would it do me any good? Nope. Who's going to have to tell me? Whoever this manager is has got to tell me. How is he going to tell me? They don't know. But they know he will. They don't know what it is. It's my number one thing. Whether it's money or whatever it is, or resentments or anger or whatever it is, or sex, whatever it is, he, this manager, will tell me. And he'll tell me. Then I'll know what it is. Otherwise, I don't know what it is, nor know I've got it. I think you just need to keep changing women till you find a woman where it works. And I was doing the same thing with the same woman because, or different women, and it wouldn't have been any difference whether it was the same one or a different one because I never was any different. Until I become different, it can't ever be any different. And I can't become different. I can't get up in the morning and say, oh, well, now if that's it, I'll be different. Well, you can't, because you're going to get up and be the same son of a bitch you were yesterday. So, what I've got to do, how am I going to be different? They said, are you still married? And I said, yeah. But I don't sleep with her. I've been praying for somebody too, and nobody will. We hate each other, you know. You don't sleep with, go to bed with somebody you hate. And I had a girl that I know was mine. I know she was it. She was it. I'm telling you, she was the one. The chemistry was perfect. You want to get sick? Go with that one where the chemistry is just right. And I'll guarantee you, sober, you'll get sicker than you were when you got here. Because you could get sick sober, right, darling? You bet you can. Sober, you can really get it. You miss a lot of it when you're drinking. And I wanted to go with her, damn it, and they wouldn't let me. And I know, hell, she's been sober almost a month. It does get boring, don't you think, sometimes? said, "You don't know how to live with anybody, so we're going to learn how to live with somebody." He's not going to show me how to live with anybody. He's just telling me that. He said, "You don't know how to live with anybody. You don't know how to live with a person you never can be. You don't know how to be married. You don't know how to do anything. You don't know how to live with your fellow man. We'll just start out right now. We'll just do the deal. And don't you start up any new deals." I said, "I'm not sleeping with what's the name." He said, "I don't care whether you're sleeping with what's the name or not. The thing that surfaced within you is you got that sex deal." Well, he knew it, but he didn't tell me that. He said, "What we're going to do, we're going to practice on what's her name, number one." And he says, "Doesn't make any difference whether you're sleeping with her, whether what you're doing, or whether you hate her, or what it is. We're going to practice on her so you'll know how to get along with people and her or anybody else for the rest of your days. What you're going to do is you're never going to tell her what's wrong with her ever again." I said, "Who's going to tell her?" He said, "I don't know, but you're not. And you're never going to do anything to get Al-Anons or anybody else to work her around to get her to do children or friends to work her around to get her to do what you want her to do." I said, "Never?" He said, "Never." "And you're going to pray for it?" I said, "I'm not." He says, "Yes, you are. You're going to pray for it. You're going to say this prayer. And you may have said 100 times a day in the beginning, 'God, thy will be done for her as well as for me. Take our relationship, let it become what you want it to be, and show me the truth.'" I said, "I do not want God's will to be done for her as well as for me." He said, "Remember, whatever you want has nothing to do with it." So I started doing that. In about 2 months, that old sex thing surfaced and I knew what I had. But otherwise, I never did know what it was. And then I knew I had it. And then I couldn't get rid of it. I told him and 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 told him 2 or 3 times a day. Hell, I'd call him, tell him, "I got it, got it. God's not removing it. My God, God's not removing it. Damn it. I need to go with that girl." And he said, "Don't do it." I said, "Yeah, hell, you're married. You're sleeping here, yeah. They always tell you what not to do that they're not doing." "Well, they don't need to not do it. They've already quit not doing it, and they're doing it now." So I told the group. And one of the girls called up there and said, "You're not supposed to tell that out in the group." So I went over and told another group. One of them snitched on me. "You know, we don't gossip here. We're just concerned." And he says, "You know, usually when you stop acting on something, like when you, we showed you how, and we took you and showed you how to not drink and not take a pill. Now when it comes not to do it, usually God removes that from you, transforms your mind, and it's removed from you and becomes different. But that's not happening to you. We don't know why it's not happening to you, but we're so sick and tired of hearing about that thing you've got." "I don't want to hear any more about it. The group doesn't want to hear any more about it. Oh, what's her name has gone back to the valley. You go there and you get in that apartment and you lock yourself in there and don't you call me. Don't you call." They can never make up their damn mind. One time they want you to call them all the time. Now they don't want you to call them at all. "Go over there, get in that apartment, and don't come out of there until you and God get that thing settled. That's got to be the only way it's going to be done." So I went in there. I didn't want to work that day anyway. So I went in there and I started praying, and I'd cry and I'd get mad and I'd beat the couch. I'd learned to quit hitting the bar. It hurt your hand, you know. And then about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, I went to sleep. Next day I got up, that thing was gone. God! Hell, didn't know I had it, and then when I knew I had it, then I had it, and then it was free. God, couldn't believe it. I thought, some bitch is damn smart, don't even think I'll tell them. So after about the fourth meeting, we all were around a table at the ice cream joint. I said, well, I guess I might as well tell y'all. Fell into it again. They said, oh, we knew it the first night. Damn, why didn't you tell me that you knew it and be happy for me? He said, well, we still have to let you know that you're going to always be the last to know. I said, why is that? He said, we don't know. The sixth and seventh step, all they say, where they've got, you know, you hear a guy say, well, I looked up humility. Well, you won't have to look it up. You will not have to look it up. You're leaving? I won't notice it. I won't say anything about it at all. Just go ahead. Go ahead, darling. Don't anybody watch her leave. Tell him we said hello. Be sure to tell your sponsor tomorrow. If you don't tell them before, you'll have to tell them afterwards, you know. Now I've forgotten where we were. That's what happens to me when I start thinking. When that thing on the humility, I'll solve it right here and we can all go. How's that? Get it over. You ready to go? You're good. She's ready to go. You need to take her. She's been thinking, I can tell you that. But hope you're ready. All you need to do to become humble is give up having your way about anything. That's all you need to do? Can you do that? No. How are you going to do that? I've got to become a person who becomes that way. I've got to become a person who doesn't have to have it. Anything I have to have, I can't have. I've got to get to where I don't have to have it, then I can have it. And once I get to where I don't have to have it, then I can have it, and I don't even give a damn. And then I can get it and say, well, because then when I get it, it'll be what it needs to be rather than be what I think it had to be. And then I can have it because I'll be okay with it. But if I get it when I have to have it, I won't be okay with it. And it won't do for me what I wanted to do, so then it didn't do me any good. And how do I get there? Very painfully. I get there trying not to get there. And finally get there. I think there's one of the things that I do not like about us the most is that for some reason you and I just seem to be people who have a hard time and almost impossible for us to begin to be people who will forgive themselves. For some reason you and I seem to be that person. Maybe it goes back to that basic fear that we have that keeps us from going ahead and having it all by not being able to forgive ourselves. The most that you and I need to become is people who can forgive themselves. And we'll take a break and talk about that later. Thank you very much.